that Mean Kitty song looks good. I like that cat. I like every kind of cat. And I want to punch all of them, but I can't.
This isn't working.
Can't punch every cat. Dun, 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 dun. Can't punch every cat. Dun, 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 dun. Dum, 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 dum. Technical difficulties. Na, 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 na,
technical. Great. Now it just comes up with a bunch of cat stuff. Oh, I don't know why I'm complaining.
That's a big fucking problem for you. Oh, great. Now I have cat videos all over my YouTube.
Damn it. People are going to get the wrong idea.
Are they? Or are they going to get the exact right idea?
No, they don't understand.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is it playing?
It's up all the way.
There we go. This is a horrible song. Is this the Bad Cat song? Oh, this is horrible. I refuse. Got this guy, like, being sultry.
Cats. It's the cutest sang song.
It froze again.
Why is this video?
I don't know.
Cats. The cutest things on earth.
This and one keeps breaking.
Germany. Okay, well, fuck that one then.
I'm sorry. This has become
No, it's
hard.
Okay. I just want to know what the second most famous cat song is. The second best one, you know?
This one comes up first. The kitty cat dancing song.
Okay. Does this make your cat dance?
I don't know.
Cat, I'm a kitty cat, and I dance, 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 and I dance, dance, dance. Cat,
I remember this song from junior high.
And I dance, dance, dance. Cat, I'm a kitty cat, and I dance, dance.
And there was this one kid, the twin of the kid who dressed up in camouflage that one time.
Okay.
His brother would sing this to me in the hallway.
I'm a kitty cat.
So.
I'm a kitty cat, and I'm meow, 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 and I'm meow, meow, meow. Cat. I'm a kitty cat.
Is this a good one?
I don't know. I'm just like nostalgic.
I want to hear a jam. I mean, it's not horrible. It's just not. I don't know. All right, here we go. This seems like a winner. Although it's animated. Who wants an animated cat?
It's purring.
I watch cat videos, I can't get enough.
There we go.
Cats that bark, cats that talk, cats that run into stuff. On YouTube, Vimeo, and in the background on Twitch. Famous cats that make their owners rich. So I watch my cat, ready to tape. Got my phone set up to film in landscape. But my cat's just a cat, not even good at that. My regular okay cat.
The face right now
got
is
a cat
holding
with
back tears.
Lil bub tongue all over the place. They make money off its funny walk too. But I'm glad the cat I've got is you.
I want to learn this
You're
in Serenade,
Sicily. Don't really play. I think you haven't moved from that spot all day.
Oh my god, it's
Don't
whistle.
Know why you like
She's covering her mouth.
Flat. You're my blanket laying regular cat. Lasers don't impress, it's like you think they're lame. Sometimes you don't even respond to your name. What's up with that wall? What are you staring at? My wall staring regular cat. Some people got cats that bite their tails, but you're the kind of cat that fails at
rocking.
Fails. Highlight of the week was when you sneeze near the drapes, but I didn't get that on tape. Shoot. Still, you're my cat, my regular okay cat. Turns out you're pretty good at that. No special purr, no fancy mew, but I'm glad the cat I've got is you. And I hope you're glad you've got me too.
That
I
so
put
cute.
You in a sweater and you didn't move.
That's exactly what Sicily does.
Perfect. That's the perfect introduction. Welcome everyone to another radio show. We had our cat related intro. And as I'm sure you heard, fighting the tears back,
mm-hmm.
Cassie Poonmaster Flex is
yeah,
with me.
Poonmaster Flex.
Shit, I'm going to have to go back and edit that.
I know, you keep doing it.
I'm not
it.
Going to.
Yeah, I know. I've heard
do.
My name on your podcast
Do you want
a
me
few
to beep it out?
Now. Yeah, bleep
beep.
It.
It's kind of worse because I say it and then say, I mean Poonmaster Flex.
I know,
Flex.
So there's like
so
no
So then
mystery.
It's like, oh, okay, so that's who Poonmaster yep. Flex. And yep. also she goes by Poonmaster Flex. If I didn't know that before, that's really nice.
Yeah.
Welcome. So listeners may remember long ago, we tested Cicely the cat's intelligence.
And she was so smart.
And now it's time to test. And did we also test your intelligence, or you did that alone?
No, I did that on my own.
Okay.
In preparation for this.
Perfect.
Perfect.
So now we're going to... Like, oh, see?
Like what you did there.
Do I get a point?
Yes.
Excellent.
Like on this?
Yeah.
No. Oh, you get a point in my book.
What kind of... What's the value of that?
I don't know. Like, I'll kiss
what
you
can
later.
I turn it in for? 1 point for one kiss?
Sure.
Mm.
Look how easily you earned that point, though.
Can that kiss be upgraded?
Let's not talk about this.
To like a wiener?
Stop.
Okay. So now we're going to test my ownership IQ of the cat. Is it cat ownership IQ or cat owner? Now, I don't consider myself the official owner.
It's the cat owner IQ test.
Okay. I feel like I shouldn't put that on tape because I always threaten you that if we break up, I'm going to take you to court for custody.
Oh, judge.
Yeah.
This one time.
Your Honor, Exhibit
denied
A.
Denied ownership.
Here's a picture of me with the cat, and the cat is under the blanket with me in the bed. That happened.
I know.
That's happened so like cute. The last two or three times I've stayed over yeah. with the cat. Happened right before we went on vacation.
Yeah.
Happened the first day we got back. I took a picture. Your Honor, you can tell this is me because you can just barely see my chest in this picture and you can see there's hair on the nipple. So unless we're going to go to just admitting a hair nipple situation, I think I've got a pretty strong case. Mm-hmm. What would be your primary evidence like in the case, the court case?
I mean, I feel like if we put her down, and called her.
I killed her? Oh.
No.
Okay.
And called her, then she would probably come to me.
Think so?
Yeah. Also, if we took pictures of our apartments, I'd be like, who has the food bowl? Who has the litter box?
Yeah.
Cassie does.
Well, you were using that to emotionally manipulate me.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. So, without further... Now, how are you going to feel if I score higher than you?
I really doubt that that's possible since
I already
took
this. Did you score like a perfect score?
We'll just wait until the end.
Okay, that means maybe. All right, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay, so this is like multiple choice format where it's got lots and lots of questions. I don't remember. There's like maybe 80.
How many of them feature the N-word?
None of them. And even if they did, I wouldn't say it. There's 75 questions, I think, is what I saw.
Jesus Christ. All right.
I know. It takes a while. And then there's multiple choices like A through D.
Okay.
All right. First question.
Is one of the choices hilarious every time? Like, throw it in a grinder.
I took this months ago.
You don't even remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So part one is assessing your background of cat ownership.
All right.
Ownership. Okay.
Bad.
Part one. Background. Question one.
Bad. Do sheep jokes count?
No.
No points for that?
None points.
Fuck.
Did you have any cats when you were growing up? And if so, how many?
Yes.
Yes, 1 to 3. That's you.
Yes.
Yeah. And then other choices don't matter.
Now, see, this is bullshit already. Because it's not like I was in control of that.
I mean, if you want to respond as to how you wish your childhood was.
Oh. Is there a none?
There's a no, I did not have any cats.
Okay. Let's do 1 to 3.
Okay.
I feel like that's fair. I feel like we had 3 and I liked 1, maybe 1.5.
Yeah. In general, how did you feel about cats when you were growing up? I disliked them, neutral. I liked them, but preferred other animals. I liked them better than most of the people I knew.
I liked them. I mean, the one cat, Bill, I liked a lot. The other cat we had, Vagabond, I kind of liked. But she was more the aloof type. She really liked my mom.
Yeah.
And I think that hurt my ego as a young man. One time I shot her with rubber bands.
Well.
Another time I fed her so much turkey that she threw up. I fed her 1/4 pound of deli turkey.
This seems to be a recurring thing with you and cats. Trying to win their affection with food or drink. And then they vomit because it's too much.
Here's something I didn't know about a cat. Is that I thought a cat would stop when it was full. Like when it was like, I've had enough.
Well, Cicely usually, like with her food, she doesn't just eat it all. But that water.
Yeah.
She'll never vomit. I mean, yeah. I think she would anytime.
I mean, I was pretty young. I was probably like 12. And this was, you know, only our second cat. And the other cat, you know, this cat was basically a garbage disposal when it came to food.
Vagabond?
Bill.
Oh.
Here's something that happened way more than once. Our dad would go to the store and he would buy like Oscar Mayer bologna. Mm-hmm. No one would eat it. Yeah. It would go bad in the fridge. And then he'd be cleaning out the fridge and be all pissed off and be like, why didn't anyone eat this bologna? And he'd be like, I'm not going to buy this anymore if no one's going to eat it. Which was like, yeah,
fine.
No one's going to fucking eat it. Don't buy it. And he would take this whole slab, you know, in that Oscar Mayer package. Yeah. It's like a disc and it's a tube because it's a bunch of discs together. He'd put the entire thing in the cat's food bowl.
That's gross.
And the cat fucking loved it.
That's too much.
I'm sure he probably puked, but I think he puked outside.
Right. So no one knew.
Yeah. So it was great. Everyone wins.
Yeah. Lovely.
He just puked up an entire package of bologna. And,
yeah. Gross. Okay. Question three. Did you spend any significant time during your childhood with animals other than cats? Yes. My family always had at least one dog. Yes. I had lots of different pets while growing up. Yes. But I never liked any other animal as much as cats. No.
We had different animals.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're all badly taken care of.
Did you ever have, like, gerbils or hamsters?
We had gerbils.
That's what I thought.
I think I told you the story of the gerbil I had, and he killed himself on accident, I think.
I don't know. This.
Oh, this is horrible. His name was Streak, because he was fast. And I heard him jump in his little habitat and hit the ceiling at that night. And I woke up in the morning, and he had this big knot on his head. And he was, like, walking around real slow and stuff. And then I was like, Mom, we have to take Streak to the vet. And my mom was like, oh, well, let's just see how he's doing later. Because she didn't want to tell me, like, we don't take cheap pets to the vet, Peter. So, and then by the time I went to school, he was dead. So then I was in class, and I was crying. And they were like, what happened? And I was like, my gerbil died. And so the teacher was like, why don't you go sit in the library for a little while? So I did, and then the school counselor came and was like, what happened? And I told him, and he's like, sometimes it makes us feel better if we draw a picture of our dead pets. So I drew a picture of him, but it was a horror because I wasn't good at drawing, so it looked like shit. And he was like on his side, and I was like, ah, he looks dead.
Aww.
And so then I was like, I guess I'll go back to class.
I think I do remember this because I remember you being sad in class and them trying to console you.
Yeah. Yeah, and my brother had a gerbil at the same time named Sunburn because he was badly sunburned when he got him.
Mm-hmm.
And that gerbil spent more time just loose in our house than it did in its habitat.
Yes.
It was gone for months.
Right, I remember this.
I had a Bugs Bunny t-shirt that was totally shredded because it was in like a bottom drawer. And you know how like when a gerbil escapes, it's like, well, I'll just tear some things up and poop. And then we were playing Jurassic Park, the video game, and he just came walking out from behind the TV and was like standing on his back legs, like looking around like, hey guys, what's happening?
Yeah,
and,
I remember
that. Our kid childhood theory at the time was that the sort of jungle music of Jurassic Park brought him out because he felt like it was a wild habitat or something.
He's back in nature.
Anyway.
All right, question.
This is going to take a long time if I keep having these anecdotes.
Yeah. How would you compare cats with dogs? This is serious. Some dogs, like some cats, are sweet and affectionate while others are cold and aloof. It depends on the breed and the animal's upbringing. B, dogs are much nicer, friendlier, and more loyal than cats, and they make better pets. C, dogs may be friendlier and more loyal, but they are not nearly as mysterious, intelligent, and as intriguing as cats.
I think you should interpret my answer because I don't feel like any of those is how I feel. I feel like dogs are funnier and dopier, but I would rather have a cat than a dog because it's fucking way less work. You don't have to walk a cat.
I don't know. I think they won't even let you. Between A and C, like some are great, some are awful. I think that, yeah, some are great, some are awful.
Okay. I can live with that. Yeah, I mean, some dogs are nice, but...
Well, because you like some of the pets that you get to know.
Yeah.
And others, you're like, meh.
I think I feel about dogs like some other people feel about, like, kids.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like, oh, yeah, my friend's dogs are cool, but I'm also glad that I don't have to actually take care of them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty great.
Do you believe that cats of a certain color can bring a person bad luck?
No.
No.
There's two options for no, cats do not affect a person's luck one way or another. Or no, I believe cats bring good luck to people.
No, I think it's the not neutral effect. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's more how I feel about luck than cats,
though. Yeah. As a child, when others were unkind to a cat, how did it make you feel? Amused, saddened, very upset. I would do my best to stop it. Neutral. I would have little or no reaction.
What were they doing? Was it funny or was it?
They were being unkind to a cat.
But I mean, were they just looking at it and being like, you're a real piece of shit, cat?
I mean, I would interpret this as some like physical action against a
burning
cat.
Burning them.
I don't want to get into this because I get really mad.
Well, I did shoot a cat with rubber bands, but then I felt bad about it later.
So saddened?
I guess so.
I wouldn't say very upset.
But no.
Like neutral? I don't know.
I feel like it depends.
Well, I feel like knowing you kind of just ignore that stuff anyway. You're just like, yeah, it's someone else doing whatever. I don't really care.
If I came across kids doing something horrific, I would have been like horrified.
Yeah.
But I guess I never encountered anything like that.
Yeah.
Anything weird. I was just going to say, digression. We were just at this wedding this weekend, and my uncle told this horrifying story about, were you there when he was talking about when his dog got hit by the car?
No.
Oh my God. They had this dog and then it got hit by a car and it was on the side of the road and it was just sitting there. And so he kept going going out there after school and doing his homework next to the dead dog until finally
the cops came.
Yeah, because his grandma was like connected with the city and was like, you gotta go get this fucking dog. So like police cars, multiple, came out and they were like, go ahead and go home, we'll take care of this dog, you know, and they like put him in the trunk.
Yeah,
so there you go.
So
I don't know what that has to do with it.
I don't either, but
I would be saddened. Okay. I think that's probably the fairest.
Okay, we'll put saddened for you. When you see a cat at a friend's house or in the street, what do you usually do? Approach it without hesitation and play with it for a while if it's willing. Start speaking to it immediately in a high-pitched voice and try to pick it up and stroke it. Call for it to come and meet me and stroke it if it does, although in my experience, cats hardly ever respond to strangers. Nothing unless it comes over to me first, in which case I may stroke it.
That one.
Yep. I was going to just put that
in. But also, it's kind of easy for me because you do the other things.
Yep, all the other things.
So I can just kind of see what happens.
Yeah, like the one that we saw.
Yeah, we were on vacation and there's this cat out in a driveway and she's just like, kitty.
To be fair, you often point out cats see them because you know how happy and I will go and try and be their friend.
I kind of feel like cats, I was reading this thing that was theorizing that cats are always attracted to whoever's allergic to them because cats prefer to not have you like pursue them. They prefer to like investigate you at their leisure.
Yeah.
And so someone who's allergic tends to stay away and leave the cat alone.
That's probably why your mom gets approached by all of her clients' cats.
Yeah. Cause then the cat is like, all right, I can take the initiative here. Mm-hmm. And that's what they prefer. They prefer someone who's not trying to like pet them and stuff. So I feel like,
but I have befriended multiple kitties.
Yeah.
The way that I do it.
It's true. The way that you've behaved with kitties definitely contradicts the common logic here.
They know that they'll be loved and given attention. Okay. Do you think that cats make suitable pets for children? Yes, if
no.
they have sweet. Okay.
No, just because I blame the children for that.
Yeah, they like to pull.
Yeah. I don't think it's a great fit.
Yeah. How confident are you of your ability to befriend a cat? Extremely confident, as I've always been able to do so in the past. Not confident at all, because it's always the cat who decides whether it wants to be friendly or not, just like you were saying. Fairly confident, but some cats are just standoffish.
I mean, I think the cat decides, but ultimately I've had good luck. It took me about a year to win over Wizzle.
Yeah.
Diesel.
I don't think it was totally that. Can I bet fairly confident for you?
Sure.
Okay. Do you believe, as some studies suggest, that keeping a cat as a pet is beneficial to one's health? Yes, in most cases, probably yes or no.
Probably in most cases, right?
Yeah.
I'm a big believer in the placebo effect. Having a reason to get out of bed.
Yeah.
Having someone you feel like loves you. And yeah, we were talking about that and I was like, I don't know why everyone says that as a strike. I sound like such a cat fucking lover.
That's okay.
Today, but like, I don't know why everyone puts that as a strike against cats. like, oh, they eat your face like the day after you're dead. And I'm like, well, that's, this cat is locked in a room with you.
Right.
How's it going to get out? How's it going to get help? It's just trying to survive. It's a survival situation. It's like fucking Alive when those soccer players or whatever ate each other.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit? It's in a survival situation. Also, I'm dead. What do I care?
Like, your body's going to something useful. Great.
I'm going to need to put in my will. I want to have a cremation unless my face is eaten by cat, in which case, open casket funeral.
Gross. How do you feel about people when you discover...
They started with the eyes.
How do you feel about people when you discover that they do not like cats? It makes no difference. I immediately lower my opinion of them. I feel sorry for them since they miss the joy of having a cat. I make a mental note to keep them away from my cat.
I don't think just the expression of how they feel about cats really matters. I don't like the part where they're always like, it's cats versus dogs, or like, a dog is better because a cat is aloof or whatever, because I think that's just dumb. Yeah. I think that's just stupid rhetoric or whatever. That's anti-cat. That's speciesism is what that is.
So what?
It's bullshit. What if I said that about Asian people? Asian people, kind of aloof.
I really like...
I don't like them.
People of Asian descent. So
who does it?
You know, their babies are so cute.
Yeah, Cassie likes nothing better than a super fat faced Asian baby. There's just something about that.
I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, you are not picking one of the designated responses.
Well, I feel like the responses don't really go to my responses. I mean, I guess I just don't care.
Okay.
Wasn't there one that was kind of like that?
Yep.
I don't know.
All right, next section. Part two.
It's like when they tell me they have a kid. I'm like, fucking good for you.
How well have you trained your cat? I don't know how this will apply to you, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Okay, when giving your cat a command, how often does it obey? This applies to you.
Never.
Yep, this is never.
I don't know if I've ever tried.
That's the other. The situation wouldn't arise. I would never give my cat an order.
There you go.
Yeah. Because when you tell her to get off the counter, though, she does not listen to you.
No. But I'm not very forceful.
No.
I don't care. She's on the counter at your place. Who cares?
She's not supposed to be. If your cat
When you leave, I put her up there and I'm like, good whiz wee.
When I went back to my place last night, she was sitting on the counter and I walked in and I looked at her and then she slowly got down and did her little grumble meow towards me. And I was like, were you just expecting me to be gone for the night so you could do whatever the hell you wanted?
She's like, oh, I thought you were out.
She literally looked at me like, why are you back
like
here?
Like catching your college roommate jacking off and they're kind of mad at you because they're like, I thought you were gone.
Yeah, yeah. Same exact thing.
I'm like, sorry, I guess I'm an asshole for walking on you with your wiener whipped out.
Mm. If your cat is sleeping on your bed and you move, your cat acts annoyed and gives you a disgruntled meow, spends the next 5 minutes rearranging its own sleeping position, making sure you know it has been disturbed, doesn't move in case it disturbs you, may quickly rearrange its own position.
I'd say quickly rearrange.
Yeah.
I try pretty hard when I move and the cat's there to like not disturb the cat.
That's the thing. Like, I don't know why this question is phrased that way, because I think a fair amount of people are like, well, the cat's here and we can't disturb the cat because it never comes and cuddles.
I don't want to move because I don't want to blow it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. How often does your cat break the rules of household behavior, such as not using its litter box or not staying away from the trash can?
Like, never.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, see, this has like nothing to do with me because I'm not the disciplinarian or anything.
She just doesn't.
It's not like she's pooping here.
No.
Or, I don't know. She doesn't do that, though. No. That's not her thing.
She's really, yeah, it's just the counter. On average, when you come home and your cat greets you, in which of the following positions is its tail? There's like up, horizontal. And
straight up now, tell me, do you really want to love me kitty cat at? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
We'll just do A, which is a straight up very happy tail.
Kitty tail boner.
Yeah, she really does love when
you come home. That like when little kids, like when you're a little boy and you get a boner, it goes like flat up against your stomach? Like it goes all the way up? It doesn't just go perpendicular to the or parallel to the floor. It's like perpendicular.
All right.
Isn't that weird?
Sure.
I mean, I assume, I guess I could have just revealed something that's only me and not everyone else, but I think it's true. Like, you could tuck it into the waistband of your pants.
Okay.
And pee in your own face.
All right. Cats, your cat is with you when you're eating something it particularly likes. If you left the room with the plate on the table, your cat would patiently wait at the table for you to return and offer it some food, would pace around the table and debate whether to wait for your return or jump up and risk being reprimanded, would quickly jump on the table, gobble up as much of the food as it could, and then run away, would leap on the table as soon as you were out of sight, devouring the rest of the food on spot.
This is a tough one, too, because, like, one of my first encounters with Sicily, I had a burrito, and she was smelling it, and I pushed her off the couch.
Yeah.
Because I was, like, being firm. I did not realize she doesn't give a fuck about people food.
Yeah.
Like, the only time she's eaten people food, I pretty much had to make her.
Yeah.
She, like, licked some shrimp that was in a sushi. She also took a couple licks of a ice cream sandwich, and then I think got like a brain freeze or something. She gave me this really pissed off look right after she did it. Like, what the fuck was that? I don't know. She just has like no interest in people food, really.
But it's when you're eating something it particularly likes. So I would even consider water in this.
Oh, well, then she just goes for it.
Yeah.
If I have a bottle of water, she like stares at it longingly and she'll go over and sniff it now and then to be like, maybe I do know how to get in here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you don't know how to get in there. But I poured in the cap for her so she can drink it out of the cap.
Little Dodo.
Dum dum.
Yeah.
Dum dum Dugan.
If you were to leave a room in the identical circumstances described in the previous question, wait, yes, so and your cat did not give in to temptation, you would wonder if your cat were feeling all right, assume your cat was not hungry, reward its good behavior with a share of the food.
I'd assume it's not hungry slash thirsty. You can't reward them with some of the food. That's like against exactly what you're trying to do, isn't it?
But they were being so good.
Yeah, but they don't know that.
I don't know. I just always give her food.
That's like a weird thing, I think. This is kind of like... At one time, my little brother had this allowance where he got like a quarter a day for being good. And I always was like, wait a minute. Aren't you just supposed to not be a dick? Like, why do you get a reward for that? Isn't that like, that's the minimum.
That's my cousin knocked my tooth out of my mouth one time in the pool. And then he had to go get it because I was too little to dive to the bottom of the pool. And then he got a quarter. And I was like, that's not fair.
It was his fault.
No. No, it was his fault. He elbowed me in the face because he was being a jerk.
Well, the tooth fairy, I think something that little kids don't really discover is there's like a mercenary aspect, you know, where it's like, oh, if I just got some other teeth and just put them under. We were at this place, this museum, and it had this thing about teeth. And it was like this, you know, old timey belief that when you lost a tooth, you're supposed to cover it in salt and burn it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't, then in the afterlife, you would have to find your tooth in a bucket of blood.
Yeah, that museum is very strange.
That was an amazing story, though.
There were some weird...
Like, that was like some Clive Barker shit. Did you know that Clive Barker's grandma, like part of the inspiration for his horror stories was his grandma, who told him not to use a public toilet, because if he did, there was a black man in there with a knife who was going to cut his penis off.
What the hell?
This is when he was like four.
That's really messed up.
And then we got Candyman.
When you have when you have friends visit or have a party, how does your cat behave? Like a spoiled child?
Under the bed.
Yeah. This isn't one of the options.
There's a real cute kitty on the back of this book.
Oh. I'm going to put B perfectly well. It usually makes a cameo and then disappears to another part of the house.
Yeah, that's fair.
True. You walk into the kitchen to find your cat on top of the counter. Berate your cat for getting up there. Gently tap your cat on the nose to let it know it has misbehaved, then put it down on the floor. Simply stare at your cat and sternly call its name, causing it to scramble off the counter. Sweetly say hello and stroke it several times.
Are you also there or are we there alone?
This is you. You no. Find the kitty on the counter.
I think I berate it. I mean, it's kind of half-hearted.
Yeah, you say no. Like, hey, oh, sweet.
No, get down.
Yeah.
Stop that. What are you doing?
So scary.
I heard this one time in a boxing match. They have, you know, the corner who's telling him what to do and stuff. Yeah. And you could hear the corner talking. And he was just like, come on, you're not hitting him enough. hit him harder. And I was like, what? That's all that guy's saying is just like, you're not hitting him enough? No fucking shit.
I mean, in this scenario, that's essentially what you do.
Yeah.
So
that's what I'm saying. It's very lackadaisical. Yeah.
So your reaction to this person is my reaction to you hear you saying to her to get down.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. How often does your cat respond when you call it? Always, hardly ever, most of the time, only if food is involved.
Do we respond in cat fashion? I'd say always.
Yeah.
She always looks. Sometimes she goes right back to just doing whatever and nothing.
I mean, she usually comes towards you.
Yeah.
Also, how well has your cat trained you is the next section. On average, how long does it take you to respond to your cat's cry for food? Seconds, up to a few minutes until its next regularly scheduled feeding.
I don't really feed the cat.
I know.
But, I mean, this cat is also so non-food motivated that it's like it just gets fed when it gets fed.
Yeah.
And then it's fine. It just parcels it out through the day.
I'm just saying it's next regularly scheduled feeding. How do you usually call your cat? By whistling?
Dee-wee!
By its name in a high-pitched voice? By its name with my voice at normal pitch? By singing, here, kitty, kitty?
Is that my normal voice or is that more?
No, that is a high-pitched voice that you call her in. What have you provided for your cat's instinctive urge to scratch and sharpen its claws? Nothing, because my cat only rarely scratches anything. I have my cat's claws clipped frequently. I bought it a scratching post. I let it scratch whatever it wants, including furniture and curtains.
That's what I do. Although she's declawed in the front, a pre-existing condition.
Yes.
But actually, one of my favorite things is she fake claws the ottoman. And I go, yeah, destroy, because I love it.
I know.
I just love it because she's not succeeding.
That's so mean.
But she seems to enjoy it.
I know, but I feel like you're encouraging her in a losing battle.
Maybe. They just need to invent like healing, self-healing ottomans and furniture. Like it's got flesh on it.
Ew.
So then it just bleeds and then turns back into more flesh.
That's gross.
But then it wouldn't be damaged.
That's like that serial killer guy who made lampshades out of people's skin.
Yeah.
That's gross.
It's like that, but this is practical.
No.
I'm not doing it just because I'm an insano.
How is that practical? Also, it's not because a person. Then if it bled, then it would get blood on your carpet or your rug or your floor.
It's called red carpet. It's stylish. It's in every Target circular. It's perfect.
Is there really red carpet in Target circulars?
Probably.
I don't think so.
There's red walls and shit.
Yeah.
But everything's red and white. It's like the fucking Third Reich over there.
Oh my God.
Minus the brown and black.
Yeah, you don't compare Target to...
It's halfway there.
No. How do you feel about giving your cat food from the table? I occasionally give it food. Yeah. I occasionally give it food. I always give in if asked. I give the cat food even if it doesn't ask for it. I never give... I think the...
The doesn't.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I like to let her smell everything because
she likes to
she's
smell
like
everything.
Interested, but not wanting to eat it.
Yeah, and then I feel like you're slightly encouraging. Like, you sniffed it, but I don't think you really gave it a chance.
Yeah.
Give it another go.
You should see. This is food. You know this is food, right?
How often do you find yourself sharing your thoughts with your cat? Not very often, only if I need to discipline it verbally almost every day, many times a day.
I mean, probably almost every day. I'll share some kind of thought. Because, you know, I'll be, like, yelling and complaining about work and then be like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got so agitated.
Because she'll get wide eyes and look at us like, what's going on? Why is everyone yelling?
Yeah. What did I do?
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's because of something you did.
No.
Go to your room.
Never her.
She used to have a room at our old place.
She still kind of has a room.
It was kind of curtained
off.
But
it's just her poop box.
It's super small. Yeah. Before she had like a whole room.
Where she actually would go when she was scared. So.
Yeah.
When you see your cat chewing on plants or grass, what do you think this indicates? It did not get enough food. It is not feeling well and craves certain nutrients. It is becoming a vegetarian. It has an appetite which never ceases to amaze me. These are stupid.
I guess the nutrients one?
Sure.
I don't know. I assume it's like, you know, what was that show where every time it seemed like, you know, there's like weirdo chalk eating lady or there's nail polished.
What was that show called?
My Strange Addiction.
Yes, that one. There was a lady who ate bra stuffing. Bras are really expensive.
What are bras stuffed with?
Like furniture padding.
What the fuck?
I think.
Wait a minute.
She was eating.
Bras are stuffed?
Like the lightly lined ones.
So there's all like, bras are stuffed?
No, not all of them.
It's not just middle schoolers with wadded up Kleenex. It's
no,
real.
Not all of them. There's like unlined
okay.
ones.
But is the typical bra stuffed?
Yeah, there's usually a little bit of padding in all of them.
Does it? How much padding? Does it go from like a B
Victoria's
to like a
Secret
double D?
Has one that boosts you two cup sizes.
Two cup sizes? Two cup sizes. That's a lie.
I wanted to take you into one and have you feel it just to feel how much of a lie that was.
It doesn't feel like a boob?
No, it's gross how much padding is in there.
Huh.
We should go in and I should try one on and then you can just see the okay. gross difference in how.
Let me ask this question. Two people meet at a bar. Then they go home together.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to get it on.
Mm-hmm.
And then she takes off her bra.
That would be embarrassing if that was the bra you were wearing. Like yeah. as a lady. I would be embarrassed.
Do you think, okay, now would it be horrible of the man to then be like, oh.
I don't think
that's
so. If
a
you're
little disappointing.
That big of a lie. There was a girl that I went to college with. And she had one of those bras. And there was a guy who came and was talking to me and some other girls on staff and was like, what is with her boobs?
Yeah.
Like, they were this size one day. And he was like, I don't want you guys to think that I'm a pig. But I noticed this discrepancy. And then we told him about this new bra. And he was like, what?
I would have been like, I don't want you guys to think I'm a pig. But Jug's over there. I noticed these cans going up and down.
Yeah.
I've been keeping photographs. In my dorm, day to day.
They started dating later, them. Though. But this was a bad thing, because he's the one who came into my room, like, all distraught when he found out she was cheating on him. It was bad.
Cheating was on bad. Him by having this bra.
No.
No.
Other things. But she was a horrible person.
That would be like if I went out and I had, like, a fake plastic six-pack attached to my shirt, right? And then I took my shirt off and I just had a gut.
Or if you like padded your biceps.
Yeah.
I think that that's like an equivalent.
Or if I had like full dentures. And then you'd be like, whoa, what the hell?
But I don't think that that would be revealed in the close off party. That's
true. I guess I don't have to be like, and now I'll take off my dentures. Yeah. But my six pack fake would. Or if I had like a fake butt.
You just, like. Two cup sizes. You have to see these bras. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't like them.
I feel like you'd have to say something then, like, you know, you'd be like, all right, I'm going to come clean.
Also, they like smash your boobs.
Yeah.
Because they're so, they like try and push them up so high.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like them.
I feel like you'd have to like compensate, you know, be like, okay, I'm going to take my bra off here and I'm wearing this fancy, you know, whatever it's called. The smoke signal bra.
It's called the bombshell.
The bombshell.
Yes.
But, you know, I just want you to know that that's going to go down, but the vagina is nice. Okay? So just give me a second chance here. That vagina is nice. Something like that, right? Just to make up for it.
Like you as a guy would say that?
No, the woman would say that.
Oh.
I as the guy, like if the six pack... fake six pack was on and it was revealed, would have to then be like, now I know what you're thinking. This isn't what you signed up for.
Yeah.
I want to let you know I'm willing to leave the shirt on during.
These are okay.
But don't get ejaculate on it because I can't wash it.
I just looked up the bombshell bra and it adds two cup sizes and they're like $60.
Is that expensive?
That's really expensive.
Okay.
And this chick on that
cheaper weird. Than a boob job, right? Yeah. High five. We just high-fived.
No, we didn't. Peter just clapped his hands. But anyway, like that's an expensive habit if you're just going to be picking
Why on
the
that
bra.
Page of bras was the girls also in thongs?
I don't know.
Why am I looking at
Secret
that?
Advertises. Everything is in like bras and underwear.
Okay.
We need to get back to your
Why
cat owner
Why
don't
you see
IQ.
The butt though?
I don't know. Back to cat owner IQ. When I just knocked something off.
Do they have butt fixing underwear?
Yeah, they do have like butt adding butt volume, and they have Spanx.
I don't know
which,
what Spanx is.
It suctions everything into your body, so you're.
Are these the underwear that get pulled up way high?
Yes.
They like hold in your stomach and side fat and stuff.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. How often does your cat seem to get its own way? Always. The time. Yep. All the time.
She can go her own way.
Which of the following cat sounds do you think you can make quite convincingly? Kay. A meow?
Do you wow.
That's pretty good.
Wow.
A hiss and a meow. That's pretty good too.
Thank you.
A hiss, meow, and growl.
I don't know what the growl sounds like.
I think that like low rumbling just can that was not good. Can we still can we still try the last one? Because the last one asks for a scream.
A cat screams?
Yeah.
let me think. I heard a really funny scream the other day. Just like, no!
That's not how cats scream. Okay, you got points for a hiss and a meow.
Okay.
How many special gifts have you bought your cat? Countless, more than I bought for myself or any person I know. Several, none.
I bought the fountain. That yep. was pretty big. I bought a banana full of catnip.
Burb.
I bought a burb. I bought a brush bot. I bought a laser pointer that was shitty and didn't work.
So we got a replacement.
I bought...
I would say Roomba.
I bought Roomba.
Is
her best friend.
Cat gift. She was playing chase with it today.
No, she wasn't.
Yeah, she was. I swear. She was running into a spot where she saw that he was coming, and then she like leapt and like ran off.
This is great. They're friends.
It was cute. I'm going to say countless.
We haven't played chase in forever.
I know. It's because apartments are too tiny for chase now.
That's true.
How well do you plan ahead to ensure there is always enough food for your cat?
I don't feed it.
If
I did, I would probably buy whatever the biggest bag was. So how long does that last her? Like 8 years?
I mean, it lasts her a couple. Oh, the biggest one, I mean a year.
Yeah.
I probably buy her food 2 or 3 times a year.
Yeah. A dumb question.
I know.
What is that? Like to make sure you're not going to need it at the last minute?
I guess like for vacation.
Oh, you must be such a good cat owner.
What do you do when your cat gets sick? Try and diagnose the problem myself, calling the vet if necessary. Call the vet immediately. Wait for my cat to get better, only calling the vet if the condition is very serious.
Probably that one.
Yeah, I agree.
She had the whizzles, the sniffles.
The whizzles?
But I mean, she seemed fine.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I gave her some tuna. That's like the magical thing.
It yeah, fixes that's weird. Her.
That's how it was last time. When you speak to your cat, you address it as if it's a newborn baby. It's a 6-year-old child. It's your own age. It's older and wiser than you.
Probably a baby.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
know.
Older and wiser.
I mean, she is old.
Madam?
She's like 49.
Get in the bed,
she's
madam.
Older. She's going to be like 9 this year.
Oh, shit.
What a whistle.
I thought she was going to be 8.
No, she's been 8 for like 2 years, maybe. I don't know. She's 9
That's
or
not
10.
Possible.
I just don't remember how old she
how
was.
How could she
I
be
8
for 2 years?
I think I got her when she was 5. And I've lived here for 4 years. So she's going to be 9.
Shit.
Your cat is sleeping peacefully and you need to wake it up for some reason. You yell at it from across the room, stroke it and whisper its name, apologizing for the inconvenience, gently shake it and ask it to wake up.
That would be nice, the nice one.
Yeah, that's what I do.
I don't know if I'd apologize. Sorry to, well, I would, sarcastically. Sorry to take you away from your important fucking business.
Yeah.
But I need to actually do work. If you could just be in a ball somewhere else.
Oh, that's mean. She takes up like none space. How affectionate are you with your cat? Reasonably affectionate. Not very affectionate. Pretty affectionate. I like to hold it and stroke my cat as often as I can. I would like to be more affectionate, but my cat is aloof.
I would say pretty affectionate. Mm-hmm. I spend quite a bit of time petting the cat.
You do. More than me.
Yeah.
You've given your cat, or if you've given your cat its usual amount of food and it meows for more, you give it as much as it wants, give it some, make a mental note in advance for the time of its next feeding, ignore the request altogether.
I mean,
you know enough
she never does this, but I guess I would give it some. I don't know.
Yeah, because I think I factor water
unusual.
Into this because you just give her water whenever.
That's true.
How often do you groom your cat? Daily, once a week, rarely, never.
Never.
Yeah. She doesn't get grooming.
She does that all fucking day.
She really does. If your cat suddenly jumps onto your bed while you're trying to sleep, you let it go wherever it pleases. Pay little attention to it. Watch while your cat walks over your chest or head preparing to settle there.
Yeah, that one probably. Yep. Yeah, if we took that cat to the groomer, it would be like Marge Simpson on that episode of The Simpsons where they move into the house that has like all the automatic cleaning stuff and she doesn't know what to do, so she just starts drinking wine and just turns into a drunk. The cat would become a drunk.
No. How often do you go out of your way to do something nice for your cat? Hardly ever, a couple times a year, once or twice a month, almost every day.
I mean, to find something nice. Not hit it with my car every day.
I think toys.
Toys, like a couple times a year?
Yeah.
I'll buy her a toy. Go on vacation, I bring her back a toy or something.
How many photographs do you have of your cat? I was saying
we should leave her a piece of paper on the bed when we left. I wanted to get a picture of my face because she loves paper.
Yeah.
What's the question?
How many photographs do you have of your cat?
Hundreds.
No, you do not.
I've taken hundreds.
Oh.
Because I send, well, I've been like way off.
Several, but none are displayed in the house.
Mm.
That would be true for you.
I don't think I have any photos of her.
I have like displayed. Five.
I have a picture, an art picture I made of her and you.
What?
I have that video game that I made.
Oh, yeah.
It's got the label. And I have the painting that you made that she's in.
Yes. But those aren't pictures of her.
How are those not pictures?
It's photographs.
What do you, today, photograph. I painted a picture.
What?
Today, I painted a what?
Picture. What?
Yeah,
but picture. It's photographs. How many photographs?
I made the thing in Photoshop. That's not true. I made it in Publisher.
Several, but none are displayed.
God damn it.
Why do you want a higher score? Do you want to be a crazy cat dad?
I don't know. I don't know what the scores are. I want to beat you because then it's like, from then on, if we ever had a disagreement, like she's on the counter, I'll be like, well, as the person with the higher cat IQ,
I have to beat you.
Just
now.
Flared your nostrils at me.
When you're playing with your cat, how long can you continue the game until the cat gets bored? Not applicable. I don't play games. A minute or two, up to 10 minutes.
Oh, until the cat gets bored.
Yeah, I think so.
I think we've played many a game where she was bored before I was.
Yeah. For some reason, your cat decides not to use its litter box, but a sofa or chair instead. How would you feel about this? Annoyed? Quite annoyed, irritated, or furious?
I'd be quite annoyed, but also concerned. Because I'd be like, this is very unusual. I hope everything's okay.
Well, okay, so quite annoyed has, but firm. Being firm but kind while reprimanding
Feed the cat its own feces.
Irritated
while looking in the mirror.
But aware that the cat might be trying to tell me something.
That one probably, I guess. There's nothing for make the cat eat its own feces in the mirror.
No.
And tape it and then play at the tape.
Well.
Every day for a month.
There kind of is one. There's this weird quote.
Okay.
It says, furious akin to the sentiments of Mrs. Thomas Carlyle as quoted below. The cat, I wish she were dead, but I can't shorten her days because as long as she attends to Mr. C at his meals, she doesn't care a snuff of tobacco for him at any other times. So long will Mr. C continue to give her bits of meat and dribbles of milk to the ruination of carpets and hearth rugs.
That's so dumb.
Yeah.
That made me tired and bored.
I know. There's quite a bit instantly. Of that stuff in here. When you call your cat to come to you or jump into your lap and it won't, how long do you continue calling? Longer than I care to admit, about a minute, a good 5 minutes or so. I stop calling after two or three attempts.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
I give up. I'm like, whatever, she's busy.
Would you ever seriously consider taking your cat to a cat psychologist?
No. Fuck no.
Okay, so absolutely not.
No.
I agree.
I wouldn't even do that if I saw a demon come out of its ear.
If you were to enter a room and saw an adorable kitten, you would immediately start to stroke the kitten, probably forgetting why you had come into the room, finish whatever it was you had come in to do, and then stroke the kitten. Stroke the kitten for a little while first, but then carry on with your own activities. Ignore the kitten altogether.
I mean, get out of the way of the crazy person that I'm with, because otherwise I'll probably get knocked over trying to get to the
kitten.
If
you were alone and this was...
I guess I would pet the kitten.
Or joke the kitten for a little while first, but then carry on.
Yeah, probably.
I feel like that's you.
I guess it depends what kind of room are we in. Like, am I, you know, doing work in the room because I can like, I gotta get back to work. And or like, is it at a strip club? And I'm like, well, not really here for
why
this.
Why would a kitten just be hanging out in the back room of a strip club?
Who said the back room?
It's just gonna be hanging out on stage with the strippers.
Wouldn't that be fun?
No.
And it's like, meow.
I would take the kitten and then I would call animal control
and they're like
animal cruelty police and be like, this is what was happening.
Coming to the stage next, sprinkles. And then she comes out and it's a little kitten. Wouldn't that be a funny joke?
I'm going to cry.
Thinking about it?
Yes.
Oh, and they put little that cardboard on the pole so it starts scratching the pole.
I don't like it.
And the song they play is Cat Scratch Fever. Bow, bow,
bow. How do you react if your cat starts meowing for no apparent reason, waking you in the middle of the night? Very irritated, concerned, slightly annoyed, realize it wants to snuggle.
My original way of dealing with this was when the cat went, wow, to just go, hello, hello. And that seemed to stop her.
Yeah.
I really think that she's kind of retarded. I think you might have floated this theory originally that she forgets that we're there and where we are and then becomes panicked. And then like she gets the zoomies and runs around and then is like, where am I? What's happening? Like she's coming down. And then when you're like, we're over here, she's like, oh, all right.
Yeah, because she always stops and comes whenever you call her. You again did not respond to one of the choices given.
I'm difficult. Much like a cat.
She's not
difficult. I'm clever like a cat.
Your chair keeps squeaking and it sounds like seagulls. I don't know if anyone else can hear this, but I can.
I don't know either. Hopefully not, because it's probably been going for like weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've noticed it. I'm like, I need to get some, what do you call that?
WD-40?
No, KY jelly.
Are you serious?
No.
Okay. Your response to cat meowing in the middle of the night. Very irritated, concerned, slightly annoyed.
Slightly annoyed, probably.
There we go.
I'm just like, why you gotta wake me up?
This is a, I don't know, an excerpt of something.
Okay.
In 1553.
Oh, fuck.
The Villa Caverna of
That's like
Venice
Shakespeare days.
Sailed to Jerusalem, and a passenger on the boat wrote the following account of an incident involving the master of the ship's cat.
Oh.
It's asking for your opinion if you were in the same situation and what you would do. So that's.
I would pillage.
It chanced by fortune that the ship's cat left.
Filter.
I'm not going to repeat this.
Okay.
It chanced by fortune that the ship's cat leapt into the sea, which being down kept herself very valiantly above water, notwithstanding the great waves, still swimming, the which the master knowing, he caused the skiff with half a dozen men to go towards her and fetch her again when she was almost half a mile from the ship. And all this while, the ship lay on its stays. I hardly believe they would have made such a haste and means if one of the company had been in the like peril.
Okay.
If you were in the same situation, you
would... I'd be like, why the fuck did you bring this cat out on a goddamn pirate ship?
Do the same thing as the master.
Okay.
Send not six, but 20 men to save the cat. Try to steer the ship nearer the cat, then send one man to save it. Throw the cat a raft with a food supply if it couldn't be reached.
Probably do the one man. Okay. I feel like one man for one cat is a pretty reasonable
exchange. That's
100%
fair.
Yeah. A life for a life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would probably send like a shitty man. Because like I just...
Like a Smee from Captain Hook.
No, not Smee. That's like my right-hand guy.
He's so great.
He's the one who's like telling me how awesome I am. No, like if it was like there's a new guy, you know, I'd be like...
Hazing.
Hey, new guy, you're on cat duty. Bad news.
Duty.
Because it's probably crapped itself. Yep. It's pretty scared. Go get the cat. Because if you send out the new guy that's shitty, and then you lose him and the cat, you're like, minus, we lost the cat. Plus, we lost the guy.
Mm-hmm.
This could actually be a really good way if you had sailors and you wanted to divest yourself of some of the shittier ones. Just bring a bag of cats.
No.
Throw one in.
No. No.
You train your cat.
I'm asking you the next question.
You train the cat to swim away from the boat, and then you send the man out, and then you train the cat to swim back.
No.
And climb up a rope.
No.
And then you're like, good kitty. Because that's how you get rid of the shitty sailors.
It'd be a cold little wet kitty.
Then you just put him in your jacket, your pirate jacket, and his head is zipped up to the top so it's right under your chin.
I don't want to do that. Your chinny, I want chin, that, chin. But not the pre-event.
And then I give him a fish, like a huge fish.
When passing a pet shop with time on your hands, you go only go in if the shop looks interesting. Usually walk past, almost always go in and buy something for your cat. Usually go in, occasionally getting an item for your cat.
I just go past. I mean...
Except for when your girlfriend drags you into one in Portland to pet the kitties.
See, that was what I was wondering. Is it one with that actually has animals in it?
Yeah, or just
one
of these
that has like a bunch
in.
Of crazy, like, this is a dog bowl for camping.
Right. I don't
is
care.
That a thing outside of Colorado?
There's dog bowls for camping?
Yeah, they're like these fold-up nylon bowls or whatever. Or
just
canvas-y
bring a
shit.
Normal bowl.
Well, this way you can fold it into a backpack and it doesn't weigh as much.
That's weird.
So I guess that's not a thing everywhere.
Where I came from, though, we didn't have mountains that you could go hiking in for days.
That's true.
I think you should ask.
But
like,
you do have a barbecue.
Montana.
I should ask. Dear the state of Montana.
Yes, exactly.
Is this a thing like dog bowls and like all the dog leashes have weird sort of vaguely Native American patterns on them and shit?
On an average day, how long is it before you greet your cat when you get home? No time at all. Yeah, no time at all.
Yeah. She doesn't really leave me a choice. She sits in front of the door.
She does. And he greets her before me almost every
She's
time.
She's there right in front of me.
Do you want me to, how pathetic would it be if I was sitting on the carpet waiting for
so
the
funny.
Door?
And
no.
then she's in your bed watching Orange is the New Black. Wow, this is a good show.
How well do you feed your cat? Very well. Sometimes sharing my food with it quite well. I don't often share my food
you
with it,
say
but
very.
It can have as much of its own.
I'd say very well.
How many cat-related household items, such as pictures, ceramics, and decorative accessories, do you have in your home?
Okay, I have those two pictures. Mm-hmm. I have a little tiny ceramic cat that you bought me.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a plate?
With a top hat. So I'm counting that as another one. I have a plate.
You have a third cat, this space needle cat.
I have a space needle cat. Oh, yeah, that's another picture. Mm-hmm. I have a cup that has a cat on it that I made. I have, that might be it.
Up to 10.
Up to 10. Okay. Yeah. Let's call it that then.
Do you buy your cat something special for its birthday, Christmas?
Jesus Christ.
Or other special occasions?
I did buy her a Christmas present.
Christmas, she gets stuff.
Yeah. We don't really know her birthday. We were going to have a party, but we didn't because I just was... unhappy.
Well, we were going to have a housewarming/Sicily birthday party.
But we decided to leave the house cold.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah.
What arrangements do you make for your cat when you go away? I leave out enough food and drink to last for the duration. I arrange for someone to stop by daily to feed it and book it into a plush cattery. I take it with me wherever I go.
I ask Cassie who's going to take care of Deezwee and then get mad that they don't send pictures.
Yes.
Like, she gonna send a fucking picture? Does she know how to take care of a cat? You send a picture for proof of life.
When inside a pet shop, you avoid the cats for sale section, rush immediately to the cats section, wishing you could buy everyone. Occasionally look at the cats for sale, purchase what you came into the shop to buy, then leave.
I would look.
Really?
Yeah, if I went into a store. Remember we went to that flea market in like New Mexico and there were kitties there.
Oh yeah.
I looked at them and took pictures.
I know.
And he like high-fived my brother.
How often do you take your cat to the vet?
Never.
I know. I had to lie on this one.
You can't lie.
There wasn't a never option.
Oh.
Twice a year, once a year, or less often. There we go. She's just healthy and fine, and that's her expenses. How often do you initiate playful games with your cat? Several times a day, at least once a day, hardly ever. I've given up trying.
Like once a day.
Mm-hmm.
She bites me.
Yes.
I say, don't do that. And then she's like, all right, I'm going to do it anyway. Yep. And then I say, all right.
How often do you talk about your cat to other people? Quite often, if they are interested in hearing my stories. Quite often, even if they're not interested in hearing my stories. I only talk about my cat if someone else asks me about it. Hardly ever.
Probably the if someone asks me about it one is probably pretty close. Sometimes it just comes up.
She's so cute. And her,
you know, someone will tell me some dopey story about their kid, and I'm like, oh, yeah? Here's a cat story for you.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
How do you like listening to other people tell stories about their cat? I usually find it interesting and amusing if they don't go on and on. I like to listen to others' cat stories very much and compare them to my own. I don't mind listening at all, but I never find their stories as interesting as my own. I find it incredibly tedious and boring.
Oof. I mean, probably never find it as interesting. I don't know. The stories people tell about their cats tend to be things like, a bunch of people came over and my cat hid under the bed. And I'm like, no fucking shit, asshole. And then I slap them and walk away.
If you were, oh, this is about sensitivity. Oh, here's
a good, I have a good story for you about the weather. Ready? The sun came up this morning.
I have to tell you a story about my dad telling me about some really good food. That was a really mediocre story later.
Okay.
Okay. Sensitivity. If you were to accidentally step on your cat, hurting it, how would you react? With annoyance, guilty for having stepped on it, terribly guilty. I would try to make up for it by stroking it if it would let me. I would make sure the cat was not seriously injured, then carry on.
Probably the last one. I mean, we got a nightlight at our old place because I kept stepping on the cat in the dark. Not stepping on, but running into.
Yeah,
tripping over.
Her, yeah.
Well, she stands right in the way.
I know. She's like me. We just like being close to you.
Yeah, and I'm like, everyone leave me alone. I just want to be like the Incredible Hulk or the Unabomber.
Your cat does this off near the television when you decide you would like to watch a program. You turn on the television, but keep the volume low. Do not turn on the television. Watch a program at the usual volume. Gently move your cat to where it can sleep peacefully.
I would just normally watch TV.
Yeah.
She just doesn't give a shit.
She doesn't.
She doesn't watch TV.
If you want to say something negative about your cat and you think that it might be an earshot, you feel it doesn't apply, you would never say anything negative about your cat. Switch to positive, loving statements. Continue your conversation. Change the subject abruptly.
We watched Seven Samurai the other day. I don't think she understood it at all.
We watched what?
Me and the cat. Seven Samurai?
Uh-huh.
Seven Samurai? Amazing.
Okay.
We also watched Rashomon. I don't think she knew what the fuck that was at all.
When did you do this?
The other day. One time.
Okay.
We did. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Okay. We do things.
Okay.
It's not all about you. But yeah, she didn't even know who Mifune was.
Can you believe that? Cats make different sounds for different occasions. How many of the following types of meows are you able to identify? A greeting meow?
Sure.
Hungry meow. Angry meow. Pleased meow.
I think I know them.
All four?
Yeah, I don't know. We should have recorded them.
Do you worry about disciplining your cat in front of others?
No. Like they're going to judge me?
I guess.
Be like, oh, you're doing it wrong. And I'm like, really? You don't set a Q-tip on fire and stick it in their ear?
Oh, no.
That's not how you discipline a cat? Did you fuck up?
Did.
How far ago?
I don't know. Hold
on. Oh, God.
Just talk.
Oh, my God. Are we like near the end?
Kinda. It's not that far because I've been checking, I swear. See?
Oh, shit.
You're fine.
Don't call me the C word.
No.
You just focus on that. I just wanted to tell, I can tell a little story. Or should I launch into that? Or is this like going to be resolved?
This will be resolved pretty quickly.
What's the prognosis?
I mean, pretty quick.
Okay. Prognosis, positive. Well, here's the thing. I think I'm doing pretty well. Although I also feel like this quiz like is oriented towards super fucking cat weirdos. Because none of the answers are like for people who are so-so to neutral on cats, really. Which makes sense because like why the fuck would you take a cat IQ test if you didn't even care?
I missed a question, that was why.
Shit.
No, it's fine, I found it.
Okay.
Do you ever do something special for your cat after you've taken it to the vet?
No, because we don't go to the vet.
Right. Okay.
So then do you have to like scoot everything down?
I already did.
Oh, great. So we're back on track. What question are we on here?
We are, like, you're about 150? To answer question 64, and there are 75.
Oh, we're doing great.
I know. See, we're fine.
Stop yelling.
I wasn't yelling. Okay. 64. What do you do if your cat tries to bite you?
Let it.
I know.
She doesn't bite hard.
Yeah.
I'm trying to train her to be a good bitestress, but she's just not. Not very good at biting. Maybe I should bite her.
Back?
Yeah, and then she'll know how to bite better.
You're going to get hair all in your mouth. And then probably your throat will close up and you'll die.
Well, bite her face. There's not as much hair, like long hair.
Please don't bite my cat's face.
Or bite her ear off.
Or her little ear, not the one with the spot in it.
Oh, her little ear.
Yeah. Did I say whittle?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
On tape.
Yeah. You just don't realize it, you know?
I know.
When you were busy at home and hear your cat meowing in another room, you try to interpret the nature of the meow before deciding what to do about it. Drop everything to run and see if it's all right. Continue with what you're doing unless it sounds like an emergency.
I'm just like, hey, shut the fuck up. And then I pet my seagull. And I'm like, you'll never leave me and go to another room and make noise.
No, you pet Roomba.
Yeah,
your cat
I do.
Is particularly chatty and you suspect that it is trying to tell you something, you ignore it, try to understand, take it into your arms, or follow it until you discover what it is. Tell it to go away and be quiet.
Follow it. What happened, boy? Did someone fall in the well? Oh, you just want me to turn on the shower so you can lick the faucet? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's an emergency of sorts, depending on your perspective. Probably just tell it to go away. I mean, she's very mouthy all the time.
She's
This is a tough quiz because I feel like the cat's kind of atypical.
I know. I really do think she is. Like, I know people think that about their, like, pets and their kids are
think
special.
She has Asperger's.
But she's really special.
Do you think she could have Down syndrome? Do cats get that?
I don't know. I don't think she has Down syndrome.
What if when a cat had Down syndrome, it was super cute and then people were purposely, like, breeding Down syndrome
cats? They had those
cats.
Munchkin ones. They're pretty cute, and I think that's probably a genetic disorder.
Yeah, munchkin cats are cute, but they purposely make them.
You know.
You're just thinking about them.
I'm just thinking about that little one that meows. What kind of sleeping arrangements have you provided for your cat? I bought it the most luxurious
None.
Cat bed.
Oh, no, you know what? I bought it a fur that it sleeps on. A fine fur from IKEA.
I bought it.
You did, but I brought it to her. It
yeah,
was my fur that I gave her.
This is better. None, because my cat already has a bed. Mine.
What are the other options?
No provisions are necessary because my cat can sleep anywhere at any time. I bought an average cat bed that's functional but not distinctive.
I bought a luxurious fur.
Oh my God, fine.
That was a gift that I shared that I gave away.
That you were supposed to inflict upon your office mate and not our home, which is now my home.
Yeah. And she loves it.
I know.
It used to sit on the back of this couch, which was in a room she wasn't supposed to go in. And she would go in there. She'd break in there and then sit on it football style and bury her face in it.
Yeah.
She learned how to open the door. Somebody taught her how to open doors.
Yeah.
Because we thought it would be fun.
It was so cute.
Every night when you went to bed, you'd be like, how do we open? And you would tap it. And then she would stand up and like touch the knob. And you'd be like, good kitty. And then you would go to bed. Cut to an hour later, I'm working. And then she comes out and pushes the other door open and just goes in there. Crying.
Yes. She's just so cute.
Okay.
Okay. I can't read the page. I have tears in my eyes. Do you enjoy having the cat on your lap or by your side when you're sitting down or sleeping?
Sure.
Yes, very much. Yes, most of the time or sometimes.
Most of the time.
Okay. What do you think it means when your cat's ears are pulled down flat over its head? It's cold, it's fearful or angry. It wants some place or some peace and quiet. It's exercising its ears.
It wants it's angry, fear, whatever that one.
Fearful or angry.
Fear factory.
Oh my gosh, we're almost done. Cats often bring their owners presents, such as captured birds or recently chewed pieces of their clothing. If your cat were to bring you such a present, how would you react? Happy that my cat wants to please me. I would acknowledge my cat's gift, but reprimand it gently for the damage it had done, annoyed and bothered by its action.
I mean, she put a hole in my shoe.
She did not.
She did so. She pierced her little tooth right through the rubber, and then it turned into a crack. It was like a windshield crack that went through my shoe. Now, my shoes are totally destroyed now, and that's not her fault. But the one crack is definitely her fault.
That main one on the middle?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
But I think it was funny, too.
So
I encourage the destruction.
Happy that she wants to please
you. I guess so. I don't know if she's attacking my shoe to please me. That seems to be something she's doing for her. It. Yeah.
If you overhear a friendly
she's
verbal...
She's in it for herself.
If you overhear a friend verbally disciplining your cat, how does it make you feel? Concerned for my friend... he or she would only be acting fairly and the situation must have called for it. Angry at the cat for misbehaving towards my friend, annoyed at my friend for stepping in, quite angry that my friend has stepped in.
I do not give a shit.
That's not enough.
I mean, I assume my friend isn't just going to be like, watch this, I'm going to discipline this cat just for jokes. Be like, your cat was on the counter and I yelled at it. And
yeah.
I'd be like, what the fuck, cat?
I picked your answer for you.
Okay.
When you're about to sit down at a meal and your cat is watching, you prepare a small bowl of food for your cat, prepare a small bowl of cat food, prepare a bowl of food for your cat only if it's mealtime.
We used to eat at the same time. I would come home and I would eat pretty late, like 10 or 11, and then she would go eat food at the same time.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know. She eats the same fucking bowl of food all day.
Yeah.
I guess the cat food answer, maybe?
Yeah.
Is what I would do.
Well, there's cat food if it's mealtime or even if it's not, it's mealtime.
If it's mealtime.
Okay, that's what I put for you.
Yeah.
Your cat cries persistently and is obviously upset about something. You become convinced that cats are completely unsuitable as house pets. Upset your cat feels better until your cat feels better and stops crying. Concerned or irritated?
Concerned or irritated? Are those two answers?
Those are two separate answers.
Oh, I guess concerned. If it was just wailing?
Yeah, she doesn't do that.
I mean, I'd be concerned and irritated. So I'd be like, I got it. Take you to the vet tomorrow.
Okay.
Just stop.
Two more.
Okay.
When you are trying to work or study at home and your cat will not leave you alone, you patiently wait for your cat to calm down while trying to continue your work, abandon your project temporarily and pay attention to the cat. Gather up your work and move to another part of the house, hoping your cat won't follow. Lock the cat out of the room.
I mean, locking the cat out of the room doesn't seem super effective.
No.
Because then it's just...
meows at the door.
Or yeah. Putting its fucking paws under the door and rattling the door in the frame. Yeah. Doing all this shit. I don't know. I would just keep fucking working. What are you going to do?
Just be and like, just wait for her to chill out.
Yeah, just be like, calm down.
Okay, last question.
Give her a good shove. Grinder, maybe.
Your cat is sleeping in a chair you need to occupy. Attempt to move your cat to another chair without waking it up. Toss your cat off the chair. Softly call your cat's name and wake it up gently. Reassess your need to occupy the chair.
I guess I'd reassess the need. Why do I need to
like,
be in that chair?
She's here.
Yeah, she was there first. That's
okay.
Fair.
I have to tally your scores.
Okay.
And then
math.
Can go.
Just do it. Do the math and just do it. Math. Just do it. Dun, 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 dun.
Are you
oh my God.
This
you have
thing?
To do a
There's
number
75.
For every single
yes,
fucking question.
I know.
Oh my God. Oh dear God. Okay. I had a couple little stories I could tell. I don't have any like cat related info to talk about really. You know, I could do a, I thought maybe I should start a new podcast called Pete's Descriptions of Cat Videos. And I watch the best cat videos on YouTube and then describe what happened so that you could consume them in an audio format instead of just video. We're cross-platform now. We crossed from a platform onto a flimsy piece of shit, which is a platform. Hey, I have a thing to talk about that's important. Right now, when you're hearing this, the sound of my voice, me and my brother wrote this video game magazine called Digitally Stimulated, because that's both talking about, you know, video games and also finger blasting, finger banging, finger thrusting, fingering, throwing a knuckle at a lady. doing the old.
I still have my headphones on, and I'm like real tempted to just take them off, but then I would just still hear your normal voice. So there's no escape from this.
This is the hell of your life now.
Yeah, it is.
You can't get out.
Nope.
When I'm just saying things about fingering over and over. It's just such a gross word. Like, what's the good word for fingering? You know what I mean? Manual stimulation. Hand rubbing. I feel like the ones for dicks aren't as bad. Hand job, jack off, whatever. They sound utilitarian. But like fingering doesn't sound good. That just sounds like when someone says fingering, you know what I picture? When Abraham Lincoln got shot and the bullet was in his brain and then the doctor was like trying to get it out, but he was like fucking it up because he was old timey and shit. And they're just like, ooh, I may have pushed it a little further inside. So I'm going to try and finger it again to get it out. And you're like, you didn't have any tools. You didn't have a fucking chopstick or something to try and get that shit out. A magnet? Did anyone think to use a magnet? Because they should have tried to use a magnet. Did they even invent magnets, and how do they work? Anyway.
Fucking magnets, how do they work?
There you go. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So my brother and I wrote this magazine, Digitally Stimulated. We put the first issue out like in March, I think. And then we just put out the second issue. So here's the deal. By the time you hear this, the first issue should be free on Kindle. Now, maybe you're saying, I don't have a Kindle. And I say to you, yes, you do. Because you can read it on your computer, idiot. You can read it on your phone machine. You can read it on your Kindle. You can read it on your iPad. You can read it on all these fucking devices that you guys have. They all work great. Mac and PC, okay? So here's the situation. You should go get the first one for free and then buy the second one, which is priced at $2.99. Now, I know that sounds expensive. And as a response to that, I say, go fuck yourself, because that's not expensive. This thing is like 90 pages long, you piece of shit. I put my heart and soul into this, you piece of shit. Anyway, you should buy this magazine. It's good. We talk about video games, but I think the first issue especially and the second issue also, it's not like you have to know anything about video games to enjoy it. You'll probably enjoy it more, but you don't have to know anything. Just, you don't have to know anything to spend money, dummy. Just get on Amazon and click on all the things that I wrote and buy them over and over until you just swirl into a world of commerce and don't even know where you are anymore. Okay? You fucking pieces of shit. Digitally Stimulated. If you look that up with my name or my brother's name in there, should pop right up. The first issue has like a blue cover. The second one has a black and pink cover with like naked man torsos on it. I'll let you guess which one I'm responsible for. There's an article. Let's see. The first issue probably features an article about whether or not Gears of War is sexist. There's an article about some other stuff, too. The second issue has one about why I think BioShock is horrible. And there's also a pretty good thing my brother wrote about a 52 Shades poker game that he played, which was garbage. The first one also has a cliffhanger review that my brother did. Cliffhanger, the Stallone movie, where who's that guy who I always think sounds like a cartoon pelican? John Lithgow was the bad guy. And that is not to be missed. So go to your Amazon machine, type in Digitally Stimulated, click save. Not save money, but save to your computer and read that shit. That's a live commercial for which my brother now owes me $80. Okay, you done?
Done. You can stop berating your listeners.
Okay.
Okay.
You fucking pieces of shit.
So there are four classifications.
Okay.
I'm going to read you what they are, and then you tell me where you think you fall.
The best.
Practical.
Okay.
Flexible.
Okay.
Congenial. Fanatical.
I liked the sound of practical because I consider myself to be a very practical person.
Yes.
To the level where I'm like, I don't separate my silverware. I don't fold my underwear. I don't match my socks because I'm too practical.
And because you buy all the same color.
Yeah, for practicality.
Uh-huh.
I buy black socks because they're all the same color, but also because when I used to run a lot, my feet would bleed at different times, and that ruins a white sock. Hardcore. So black socks.
But also then you would know that your sock was ruined for blood.
Also, don't you know the song? Black socks, they never get dirty. The longer you wear them, the stronger they get. Black socks, they never get dirty. The longer you wear them, the stronger they get. And so on.
All right.
So there you go.
So.
I would say I don't think I'm fanatical because I think that's a negative. So I'm going to put myself on miscongeniality level.
Well, sir, you would be wrong.
Oh, fuck.
140 and above is a fanatical score.
I'm a fanatical cat owner?
178 points.
How many did you get?
187.
Ooh, close. We're pretty close. Did you think it would be that close?
I did not. I was actually a little panicked because I could see how high your score was getting as I was entering more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I just took a little more responsibility for the cat.
Can I read you a summary of what a fanatical cat owner is?
Yeah.
A fanatical cat owner, the world revolves around your cat.
Okay.
It is given free reign over everything in the house, including people. Yeah. Nothing is too much trouble, and indeed, to please your cat pleases you. Although your ideal cat may be quite capable of taking care of itself, you will be convinced that it can't live without you. That's a summary.
I do sing to the cat a lot.
Also, it has
to close my eyes.
It has this nice little image of a cat on like a little throne pillow
thing. Don't
want
to fall asleep. Is the practical cat just in like a sewer tube or something?
Let me look.
And it's like, well, I guess this is for.
I mean, yeah, they're like in a city just hanging out on a window.
Oh, that looks fun.
Cool.
Don't you think cats would love, there's a crane back there. I think a cat would love watching a crane all day.
I think Cicely would love living in a city.
In the city. City of Weasel.
Anyway.
In the city.
You are a fanatical cat owner, like it or not.
Look at that. Take that, idiots. Idiot pieces of shit who said I wasn't good enough to own a cat. I'm a fanatic. I am a fa-catic. No, that's not my best. That's not my best. You need to bring up another cat song to play us out, I think.
A different one? Because that one was so great.
Well, you can do that same one.
Okay, good, because I liked it best.
If you can talk about your feelings as it goes.
I don't want to.
No, you need to. She's getting excited. She's putting her hands over her mouth.
Do you hear this purring?
I watch cat videos, I can't get enough. Cats that bark, cats that talk, cats that run into stuff. On YouTube, Vimeo, and in the background on Twitch.
Also, they have little buttholes like Peter likes.
The cats have little buttholes and huge eyes.
Ready to tape, got my phone set up to film in landscape. But my cat's just a cat, not even good at that. My regular okay cat.
You're already learning the words.
You gonna download the song?
If it's available, yes.
I would love to see your iTunes downloads. Because it's gonna be this and five guys.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh my damn.
You're not funny. You don't really play.
Now, are you emotionally prepared for the cute ending?
Don't know why you like blanket flat. You're my blanket laying regular cat.
I wish the
lasers don't impress you. I think they're lame. Sometimes you don't even respond to your name.
We brought her over
What's
last time.
What's up with that wall? What are you staring at?
It's getting serious now.
Staring regular cat. Some people got
get closer to the microphone.
Tails, but you're
She's
the kind
crying.
Of cat that fails,
it's happening.
That fails. Highlight of the week was when you sneezed near the drape, but I didn't get that.
That was
on
too
the
much.
Tape.
The little sneeze. Get closer.
Still, you're
you
my
have
cat,
to.
My regular okay cat. Turns out you're pretty good at that.
Cuddling.
No special purr, no fancy mew, but I'm glad the cat I've got is you. And I hope you're glad you've got me too. I put you in a sweater and you didn't move.
How do you feel?
I really want Sicily.
Okay, we gotta go.
Okay.
Thanks for listening, everyone. From one cat fanatic to another, we've been Helpful Snowman.